Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats. Especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
JD over here is spiraling out of control. He is crashing out.
Yeah.
And this happens with our friend. And you probably have friends, family, or even yourself. We're just moments in life, you're just crashing out. You're just spiraling out of control. Your mental's not there, and you are just raging, okay? Want to hear from you.
602-805-0101.
Why are you spiraling out of control lately? Why are you crashing out? JD, this happened for you last night?
This happened for me last night, yeah, and it's just not convenient that we needed something to talk about today. This actually really happened to me. I'm not just doing this for fun. I usually get this about once a quarter where I just... my head goes in and out. I'm just in a bad, bad place. And so, by the way, I'm on edge right now. Just letting the show know that.
Yeah, I could tell.
FYI, I have a really hard time hiding it, by the way. But outside of personally, professionally, let's just talk about how the fact that I burned my toast this morning. That's number one.
That was here, right?
That was here.
I smelled it.
So did
right
I.
When I walked in, like someone burned something.
Don't just say that because I'm saying that now.
Hand a Bible.
Okay, hand a Bible. When I walked in, computers were down. Guess who fixed that? Me.
Did you unplug it and plug it back in?
Yes. No one refilled the coffee cups or the lids or the water for the coffee machine. I've just had enough personally. Or professionally. Personally, I've had some family stuff go happen behind the scenes. Outside of that, dating is miserable. I haven't gone on a date in like months. And the one I did go on was Rufus the Soul that we set up just randomly. So I haven't been getting any action.
Pent up, okay.
He's pent up.
Mm-hmm. All that to say is I need to get laid. No.
You need to clear the pipes, buddy.
I don't have my dog. And for context, my dog goes to LA for the summer. My best friend watches him because it's super hot here. And I'm fortunate. But it also has just been the hottest summer ever. So I feel like I'm not getting enough vitamin D. I'm not going to, you know, the brewery to have a nice beer outside. I'm not taking enough walks. I don't feel like I'm exercising enough. And so it all just came to a head last night. And I just spiraled and was crashing out of control. And yeah. My anxiety is really high.
Yeah.
It's really, really high. I try to get off TikTok. So this has been an ongoing thing. Mm-hmm. My screen time increased. I'm just in a bad spot.
Yeah. No, I had one this past weekend. With all jokes aside, I had one as well. The dating thing situation, it does. I'm trying and unsuccessful in that. But then people that are co-parenting as well. You know, I'm kind of going through something with my ex-wife to where we have a difference of opinion in how we parent our kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's hard enough when you're together. Like, say, when you and your husband, Ivan, are blessed enough when you have a child where you got to parent together. You got to be on the same page. Now you throw in, if you divorce or not together, you got to co-parent and you got to try to apply the same way to parent in each household. Because it's difficult parenting differently in different households.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's been a discussion. I will say last night had a healthy discussion about it. But yeah, I started crashing out about, I want to raise them this way. I have this ideology of how to raise our kids this way, and she has her way. So I kind of crashed out this weekend mm-hmm. as well, you know what I mean?
And I feel that, and I'm very empathetic to that. And it makes me feel sad thinking about that. I'm like, I don't want you to feel that way, especially if you're outwardly saying it. Like, if you're like, hey, I was just lonely this weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel sad. That makes me feel sad. So yeah. You're also contributing to
your quarter crash out.
Misery loves company. Is that what it is?
No, because, you know, I know how badly, you know, like, you want to find a person to travel with and a companion. And like, that also contributes to, yes, I also feel that way. It just happens to not be the time right now. Oh, and also, I was negotiating my contract for months. So wow. Maybe that stress is just coming up to me.
You need a flight to Nevada. You need to go to the brothel.
You might be right.
What's that ranch called? You need to go to that ranch over there.
Where Lamar Odom went to?
Yeah, you needed the Lamar suite or something.
No, I need to go to where I went to in Tijuana, allegedly.
I was going to say just go to In-N-Out and pig out and have your comfort meal. But yeah, sure, you guys... You go with that.
I've had them. I've had comfort meals, dude. It's just not working. It's just that time for me right now.
Yeah, you know, I have friends and family, and they crash out, and I'll see it, and I reach out to them, and they'll be like, I'm crashing out, man. I'm just spiraling, and I just let them vent. And sometimes you just got to vent. You got to let it out and put it out there, and that way the people that you love and the people that you know this is what I'm going through, and then we can try to make suggestions like a brothel. You should get your damn dog back, because I thought that was a stupid idea. You know, it's just like, stop this. I don't want to say it, but this white people thing that you're doing, man. You send your dog away for the summer. I know it's hot. I have a dog. He's fine. He's lived through so many years here. You need your emotional support dog. Yes. You need Oakland. You got to call your friend in L.A. Give me the damn dog back. You can't wait till, you said October 11th?
Yeah, October. I could go and drive and get him whenever
go
I want.
Get him. Go for a drive. Him. Pick up your dog. Then while you're there, go to the beach in California. You need a dog vacation.
I agree with you a lot, and I actually am certified. He is my emotional support animal.
Well,
so.
You need support emotionally. Go get your dog.
Go get him.
I know, guys. I know. See? That was an outburst.
You pick up Oakland. You drive to L.A., pick him up. Then you drive to Vegas. You get you. And then you get him.
Okay. Brothels on the board. Sienna, do you have anything that beats brothel?
There's an In-N-Out on the strip in Vegas, so you can go to In-N-Out.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, nothing's going to beat brothel, but
I just... you said it, sister.
I really try to be, you know, equal here, but let's be honest.
No, we do notice, me and Sienna look at each other when you're like, oh, JD is, you're on edge right now.
Yeah.
But I was there this weekend, 3 days. I had good friends in town. Didn't see any of them. I didn't want to get out of bed. I think everyone goes through their thing. And here's the thing. You just never know what other people are going through. You think that we're on the radio. We don't have our problems and situations. And it's not. I look at mine as first world problems. I'm like, all right. Like, I know people that are going through real problems. But you can't water down that we still have a day or three that, you know, we're kind of crashing out. Mm-hmm. So what is your, you know, your crash out story? What is your, you know, your spiraling out of control, as JD would put it?
Mm-hmm.
Share, make JD feel better. If you're happening, if that happening right now to you.
Yes. Let me know
in.
If your meds aren't working like mine.
You got to stop snorting yours. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You have to swallow it.
Swallow. Ayo. Yeah. We want to hear from you. Make JD feel better that everyone is going through this.
Yes.
Everybody has a moment.
Yeah.
You notice Sienna is very quiet because she never does.
Right. She goes to the bathroom and she has her spiral in there.
Yeah.
And,
I'm just way better at hiding it than you, JD.
Okay. Well, that's not something to be proud of.
I'm very proud of it because no one's going to see me break.
Wow.
I'm not afraid. afraid of people seeing me
They're
break.
They're saying you break. She called you weak, bro.
That's okay. If that's how you feel, that is abuse.
I'm adding to a spiral.
Yeah.
I know. I think it's very genuine that you are. Thank you for being vulnerable.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. I can't hide it.
Yeah, be better.
There's a term in therapy for that. All right.
Inconveniencing us.
We're going to take some of your calls.
602-805-0101.
How are you crashing out and spiraling out this morning? Let us know.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.